Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall.
Amici, Romani et acives aures vestras mi praeban.
Or, companions, citizens of Italy's capital, compatriots, impart to me your sonic receptors. Or better yet,
friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears.
You guessed it. Today we travel back to the western coast of Italy. Our trip will take mere minutes, but span some 7,000 miles as the crow flies, depending on where you are listening from, and at roughly 35 miles per hour, that would take just under 2 weeks of nonstop flapping. Oh, yes, we also have to stop over at H.G. Wells' home in Woking to access his time machine in order to turn back the clock to March of 44 BCE, on my birthday of all days. Are you up for it? Of course you are. Unlike many other podcast listeners, you are not only discerning, but most definitely are made of sterner stuff. That word stern, not the back of a ship in this case, came from the Old English stern, S-T-Y-R-N-E, which meant severe, strict, hard, or cruel. This could trace its roots to the Middle Germanic stera, for stiff, and sturig, meaning obstinate. Though stern for us means unyieldingly harsh, critical, and serious, usually attributed to a good talking to if we have screwed something up in some way, sterner stuff leans more toward a resolute perseverance or inner strength, something Uncle Will's Mark Antony would summon up as he addressed the gathered crowds following his friend Caesar's assassination.
The noble Brutus hath told you Caesar was ambitious. If it were so, it was a grievous fault, and grievously hath Caesar answered it. Here, under leave of Brutus and the rest, for Brutus is an honorable man, so are they all honorable men, come I to speak in Caesar's funeral. He was my friend, faithful and just to me. But Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man. He hath brought many captives home to Rome, whose ransoms did the general coffers fill. Did this in Caesar seem ambitious? When that the poor have cried, Caesar hath wept. Ambition should be made of sterner stuff. Yet Brutus says he was ambitious, and Brutus is an honorable man.
This speech is most remembered for Mark Antony's use of the oratory device of repeating the phrase, Brutus is an honorable man, which begins to cast doubts in the hearers as to whether that is in fact so. But the term has been used relatively steadily since Uncle Will's Roman epic. It has popped up in the 80s TV adaptation of Sherlock Holmes, as well as the 2000s Game of Thrones, being used as a descriptor of the Queen of the North, Sansa Stark. In a documentary about England's actual royal family, the phrase would be used to describe not the prince that would eventually ascend to the throne, but his sibling.
Philip took an active role in his son's upbringing. He made inevitable comparison with Charles's sister Princess Anne, who was younger but made of sterner stuff than her gentle-natured brother.
But setting aside the royal references, it most recently and aptly worked its way into the award-winning Breaking Bad spin-off Better Call Saul, a modern-day blood-soaked tragedy with a little less stabbing, spoken by a character that is looking for justice of his own kind.
Why are you telling me this and not him?
Because I think you're made of sterner stuff.
Certainly the writers were, to quote Uncle Will. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Today's excerpts were from Damian Lewis's recital of Mark Antony's speech, the BBC Royals documentary, and Better Call Saul. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.